watch Dog the Bounty Hunter? It's the best and worst show in the history of television. For those of you who don't know, Dog the Bounty Hunter is sort of a He-Man looking guy, and he has a very long, long mullet, like a fucking waterfall of blonde hair, and he has, it's aquanetted up on the sides, and he and his whole family are bounty hunters on the island of Maui, or Waikiki, or something, some Hawaiian island. And there's like seven of them, and they all dress in black with sleeveless t-shirts, and they all kind of like slide tackle people who've jumped bail. It's good. And his wife is fucked up. She's rad. She's like got, this is, how do I say this nicely? She has very, she's gonna have back issues later. Because in the show, they run a lot. They chase the perps. Perps is a term, I don't know if you're familiar, but I know the law, and like perps, people are bad people. So when they chase the perps, she's not strapped in. That's kind of like running with two fucking hounds in your shirt. Two crazy baying wolves. So anyway, long story short, enough about her boobs. The show arc, I was once caught on a JetBlue flight for about 17 hours from San Francisco to New York. That was awesome, but that's another story. And the television was, I watched a Dog the Bounty Hunter marathon. And at first, I love Dog the Bounty Hunter, so I'm fucking, I'm like, I'm so into this. About eight episodes later, I'm like, okay, dude, it's the same story arc every time. Like, they always say these guys could have weapons, and then when they find them, inevitably, they just put their hands, like, they're like, okay, dog! But literally, nine times out of ten, one of the Dog Bounty Hunter team slide tackles them. And like, fucking, get down, get down! Like, puts the face in the dirt. The poor lady's like, okay, okay. Like, literally, there was one where they slide tackle them in, like, a fucking shopping mall. Like a grocery store, and just fucking into the cereal. I don't know why I'm going on about this. It's fascinating to me, apparently. This is a song written for Dog the Bounty Hunter. I don't think he's ever going to hear it. This is a song from his hair, as if his hair were speaking to him.